Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Each week for our series, View from the Top, we've been checking in with leaders of companies and organizations, large and small. Today, we have a student leader. Sabrina Brazier is 17. She's a senior and student council president at Oconto Falls High School in Oconto Falls, Wisconsin. Sabrina, thanks for joining us.
No, thank you.
Well, tell us, first of all, about your high school. How big is it and what's it like?
My high school is about 400 people, so it's kind of small, but not as small as the surrounding schools. It's set off in a rather rural community, and it's pretty tight-knit. Everybody knows everybody, so.
So it's pretty tight-knit. What made you want to become a student leader?
Well, I think I was just bothered that a lot of people weren't very motivated, and I wanted to make them motivated. So to do that, I became the president, and I could start making decisions for the school, and that was a way to help everyone get back on track.
Was it something you've always wanted to do, or you just got annoyed that things weren't getting done the way you thought they should?
It wasn't something I've always wanted to do. I was actually I was big into athletics when I was a freshman. And then my sophomore year, I had a major arm injury that I had to get fixed with surgery. So I took a break from athletics, and then I got into student council a lot. And so I said, why not? And I ran for president, and I was elected, and here I am now.
And I know that one of the issues that you've taken up, it has to do with the temperature in the school.
Yes. It was just a little chilly in the school, and it was rather drafty. So we got blankets into our dress code, so that was an option for us.
So you could walk around with blankets around you.
Right. We got to work with our principal to come up with compromises on our issues, and it was a great experience.
And you wanted to make sure that you and your other student leaders lived up to the promises that they made. There's a point system.
Right. So the student council here has a point system where each event that the student council runs has a certain amount of points attached to it. And each student council member has to have 50% of the total amount points at the end of each quarter and semester. And if they don't, they are put on probation, and then the next time that it happens, they are, I don't want to say kicked off, but they're asked to either defend themselves as to why they weren't as active, or they can just leave if they want to. It's just a way to kind of just make sure that the people that aren't being productive and are just there to put student council on their resume instead of actually being active aren't there anymore, and it's just a way to make sure everyone is active.
What's been the toughest thing about being the president of the student council?
The toughest thing, I think, is time management. It's finding time to deal with my course load and finding time to deal with everything in the student council, because we are hosting state this year and we have to take care of the things that are going on in the school. And it's just I have taught myself a lot about delegating this year. And that I realized that I can't do it all, and so I learned a lot about letting other people do the things that I think are my responsibility.
So what do you think it's done for you to be a student leader, to be the head of the student council there for your future, for once you leave school? What do you think this experience is going to have done for you?
Well, it's changed me immensely, because I was just pretty much an athlete and someone who really didn't voice their opinion. And then I got involved in student council, and it's made me definitely a more motivated person to get everything that I need done in the time that I have and to help me prioritize. And just, it's really taught me that some people you can't change, and so you have to pick up the slack for them, and that's totally fine, and it's part of being a leader. So,
what do you mean by that?
Well, I guess when you give someone, when you expect things from someone and they don't do it, and then you have to help out to get the job done just because you realize that things aren't getting done as a leader. So it's part of being a leader to make sacrifices from your life to make the bigger picture better.
Where are you going to school next year?
I haven't decided yet. I've been accepted to Northern Michigan University and Purdue.
And what do you want to study?
I would like to study either marine biology or pre-veterinary medicine.
Hmm. Which would put you in line to do what when you're older?
Marine biology, I would like to do, if I do that, I would like to do a lot of research and do some management in some sort of environmental company. And pre-vet medicine, I have worked with closely with my family down in Indiana at Fair Oaks Farm, and that has taught me a lot about large animal veterinary medicine, which I'm very interested in. So either way works for me. I love both.
So what do the other students in the school think of the student council president? Is that a cool thing to be the president of the student council?
I wouldn't say cool. I think they think it's a time-consuming thing to do, because it definitely is. And I think it's I got to speak a couple times in front of the school in the beginning of the year, and I think they're very supportive. But a lot of people who are unmotivated probably think it's a terrible job. But I love it, and I love being able to make decisions, and I love the challenge. So,
well, Sabrina, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck to you.
All right, thank you very much.
That's Sabrina Brazier, the president of the student council at Oconto Falls High School in Oconto Falls, Wisconsin.